Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
4 sacks for Myles Garrett. Gets all over Lamar Jackson. Myles, 15 career games now, 16 against Baltimore, has 15 career sacks. And 16 tackles for loss.
What's weird is the Ravens were a team he couldn't get 2 sacks against before yesterday.
Change that one.
Yeah, he is on fire. I'll tell you the one thing I really liked about him. It wasn't even a sack. It's what he said about Shador after the game. Just about, doesn't matter what he's doing, doesn't matter what he's not, you know, whatting and complaining. And moaning. Sorry, that was the other part of it. And moaning.
Word that started with a B.
Yeah. I'm just trying to be cool with the kids. You know, some of them are in school.
You're
some
down
are,
with so, the kids.
Some are at lunch. I don't want to be that.
I think
adult
if somebody
is
down with the kids, I think AB.
I don't know if that's. Maybe. The bigger point was the way he kind of. It wasn't that he stuck up for him. He was like, look, he's on the offense. It's not my worry. It's not
he
my
said
concern.
The same thing about the special teams trouble. I give him credit for that.
Yeah.
On all that stuff.
But he did compliment him on the fact that he wasn't complaining about the fact of the situation that he was in prior to yesterday.
Well, I've always thought this. You can complain about the situation or you can change it.
Well, Lloyd was right and he was redshirted this year, there wasn't going to be a whole lot he was going
to
change.
The only chance he had to do that was training camp.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen, obviously. Anthony is in Stowe. Recording. Anthony, welcome.
Oh, Anthony, are you recording the call? Oh,
I am. I want to send it to my buddies afterwards.
You okay. Know? Well, nice. You know, you can always get it on the Odyssey app, too. You can save time.
92.3thefan.com.
That's right.
Use the rewind function. Time.
Fellas, look, to the gentleman who said that Shador Sanders' passer rating was 13%, right? What would it be if Gage Larvidane catches a ball that 85% of NFL wide receivers make?
That was a pretty good defensive play.
Gage Larvidane wouldn't start for Walsh High School.
No, wait. You know what? That's not true. Yeah, he's going to play at Miami next year.
Okay.
Pick Guys, another school. Walsh is a bad one. They're playing really good.
Sometimes a simple play, a simple catch, something that you need to happen so small can change the trajectory of a season or an entire franchise. I am so sick and tired of hearing that these quarterbacks we have are horrible. They may be, but how do we know when we're throwing to, at best, third and fourth string wide receivers on any other team in the NFL? When Eli Manning won his first Super Bowl and got MVP, he wouldn't have had it, an MVP or a Super Bowl, if David Tyree doesn't come up with one of the most amazing catches I've ever seen, right? Sometimes even the best quarterbacks need a little help. We're trotting out rookies, a rookie who didn't get any first-team reps, who's never thrown to one of the wide receivers we have, and we're saying he's no good either.
We're not saying that.
Guys, come on. About 50-50 calls today I've listened to are saying Shador's no good either. Dylan Gabriel.
I don't know. No, I'm not going to disagree with that. That's all right.
This is what I'm going to tell you. All right. This is what I saw out of Shador. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't know if this guy is the answer or not, but I saw a guy that had some decent pocket presence when he wasn't getting chased the minute he snapped the ball. I saw a guy that could see over the line, And I saw a guy that made a hell of a throw in the last minute or so of the game that, had it been caught, would have tied the game against the Baltimore Ravens. Okay?
Agree.
Anthony, if you watch the first half, you also saw Dylan Gabriel make some pretty sweet throws.
I agree, but I'm going to tell you something. And you made this argument a little earlier, how somebody on the show said that Gabriel, you know, had he been in, he'd have won the game or something. He was playing well.
But that was one of the callers.
It was a caller.
All right, the points that we scored came on our defense yesterday. Mm-hmm. Right?
Six points came courtesy of the offense.
And I did see Dylan Gabriel make a couple of good throws. But I don't know. Even though he was 4 for whatever and 13%, I felt like he was more capable of moving the offense when it needed to move. I felt like his throws were sharper, more on the money. I felt like he was more confident and not as nervous back there, which is amazing considering it's the first time he's ever been on the field or thrown to Jerry Jeudy.
Anthony, thank you.
Hey, call Marty Tobin, the kid who's got like 8 touchdowns in the last 2 weeks for Walsh, and you tell him that what you said about Walsh. Come on now. That kid is stud.
If we want to just
300 yards of all-purpose yards.
If we want to just look at some numbers here, okay, and I'm going to throw these out just so that we have the information, and I'll preface it with, and Shadur was playing for the first time and didn't have the first team reps or whatever. But, and I'm going to say this mainly as a defense for Dylan Gabriel, I guess. In the first half, the Browns had 123 yards in total offense. Not great. They had 64 yards of total offense in the second half. Passing was 61 first half, 20 in the second. And passing yards, the sack totals, you know, factor into that. Rushing, 62 yards for.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
First half, 44 in the second, 6 first downs in the first compared to 4 in the second. And the only turnover was in the second half. It was the Shadur interception. I say that just almost to give Dylan Gabriel a pat on the back. I thought he looked better yesterday. Now, do I look at him and I think, yep, here's our guy? No, I don't. I don't do that. And I don't look at Shadur and think that either. I did say earlier in the show, right now to me, just the very, and I thought he played poorly. The very limited sample size of Shadur, Andy, he looked intriguing. He looks more intriguing than Dylan.
Sure.
But I'm really curious to see what happens if they turn Dylan loose. Is what we've been seeing what we would get? Because he didn't play that way in college. And Shadur played yesterday like he played in college. It was more of a, uh-oh, that's not working. Let me see what I can come up with. And, you know, he almost threw a game-tying touchdown pass.
He did. But you go back to 3rd and 5, the play right before where it was, I mean, just a little more touch on that ball, and that's a touchdown. That a guy with experience probably had a touchdown on the 3rd and 5 because he was open on the second-to-last play, too. I mean, and the great part was the way he rolled out of the pocket. And then it was right there. I mean, we're all like, oh.
You mean the one to Bond?
Yeah.
Oh, he just sailed that ball. That was a bad throw.
You're right. It was a bad throw. And that's what I'm just saying. With a little more experience, I think he makes that pass. I mean, he did a fantastic job of rolling out. He was trying to lead him down the field. You could see it with his arm. And then all of a sudden, you know, he was what? It was just a bad pass. It was, I mean, because he was open. There was complete separation. In fact, Larvidean was also open on that play, too. Both receivers were possible to get to. from this. Then again, you say that from watching it on TV or you see it from the press box.
Yeah.
And I just went back and watched the replay of it. So it's a lot easier up there than it is on the field. I'll say that.
Let me throw a couple of thoughts at everybody, though. Mm-hmm. Another thing. Yesterday was not a good day to be a quarterback in the NFL.
Mm-mm-mm.
Justin Herbert, who I think is a terrific young quarterback. I like him a lot for the Chargers. He was 10 of 18 for 81 yards, and they put up 6 points against Jacksonville. And the Chargers went into the game with a record of 7-3. You know, they're a pretty good team. Did anybody watch the Sunday night game last night? Oh, my God, did Jared Goff look awful. Jared was terrible against an Eagle defense that was giving him pressure like absolute crazy all game long. And, I mean, he has playmakers. He has Jameson Williams and Amon-Ra St. Brown. He didn't have Sam Laporta. That really seemed to hurt him last night. But, man, they were terrible.
What'd you think of the play calling?
Yesterday?
Yeah, for the Lions in that game.
I thought Dan Campbell was over-the-top aggressive.
Yeah.
Over-the-top.
Hmm.
Jared Goff was 14 of 37 and made some just bad throws. Wasn't like they were incomplete. They were bad throws. And that was just rough. Dan and I were talking when you had to step out during one of the breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do a rapid fire tomorrow.
Okay.
Dan Campbell went for it on fourth down like absolute crazy. In situations where he put up some points here. Nope, you're not going to do it? Okay. And, you know, they lost a close game. And some of the aggressiveness that the play callers are showing and the head coaches, because the head coaches decide to go for it on fourth down, it's over the top. Put up points. Put points on the board. I'll forever not understand that. There are times to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah.
Not when you're on your own 30.
I think you also have to have a feel for the game.
That's where you punt. And if you're on the other 30 and you're in a close game, put up the 3 points. If you don't get them, you don't get them. But put points on the board. Do not understand.
Seems to help teams win, those point things. Oh, by the way, how many points did the Browns have yesterday?
6 put up by the offense. 16 total.
Not,
Jake
not
is
20.
Jake is in Menor. Hello, Jake.
Not 20.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey,
okay.
Man.
So I just wanted to call in and directly refute that last caller about Gage Larvinen. 85% of receivers in the league are making a catch where the defender's got his arm between your body and the ball.
It was
and he pulls his arm back to that. That was great defense.
It was great defense. I tried to tell him that, too. He didn't want to listen.
Honestly, I agree, Andy. And I would just refute that I don't think everybody gets their hands on that ball. I think Gage did a great job to even catch it for as long as he did.
Yeah.
I think he needs to be on the field more, personally. I think he's got size. He's got good hands when he can catch. I mean, when he's open. But
he's a little guy. He doesn't have the size.
I would personally rather see Gage out there than Bond, if you're asking me. I think Larvinen's got more promise than Bond. Bond might have speed, but to me, guys, he just looks lost out there. He was open yesterday on that play that you mentioned.
Third and five. He was open on third and five, too, both those guys.
But that was winging it. You know, Bond's pattern didn't get him open. And then when Shadur spun out and was, you know, looking for somebody to throw to, you could see him direct Isaiah to cut the other way.
Shadur did a nice job.
And he had some space.
He did do a really nice job getting out of the pocket on that.
On the previous one, he got sacked.
On the third and five, yeah. He took some bad sacks.
Jake, thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.